Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Google has now become part of the hot seat with the congressional inquiry that is led by Senator Ted Cruz and his Judiciary Committee. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. It is a good thing that the Senate Judiciary Committee is holding hearings led by its chair, Senator Ted Cruz, investigating Google because of its censorship. And some of the startling things that have come out of this is one expert, a big tech expert, has testified that the 2020 elections are at risk because of Google. Up to 15 million votes, he said, could be influenced by Google's algorithms and censorship. He researches the impact of Google, but he's not a conservative by any means. He said that in the previous 2016 election, that Google influenced undecided voters to vote for Hillary Clinton between 2.6 million and 10.4 million votes went for Hillary Clinton simply because of Google's algorithms and censorship.
You know, and this guy certainly admitted he was not anywhere near being a conservative, but he, you know, testified that all these millions of votes went toward her. And Matt, these votes aren't, you can't track this kind of stuff. This technology is under the radar. So this is pretty scary, especially when, as we're thinking about the upcoming election. But you're already seeing, you know, organizations like the Prager University. Google has restricted access to a video on the Ten Commandments. I mean, how can they continue repeatedly restrict what we're seeing? How can technology, you know, control us in our culture like this?
Well, you know, when you do searches, in fact, even during the 2016 election, if you were to do searches regarding Hillary's health, if you're just like interested in how is her health, because remember she was having those falling episodes, some of the jerking,
the stuttering, yeah,
stuttering episodes, and you're just interested, how is she doing? Is there anything going on? Well, what would come up was not information or articles about her health, even though there was a lot of articles out there about that, but it was about her health care plan. And that was an intentional act by Google, either manually or through their algorithms, that actually created that search so that you were not able to get the things you were searching for, that it would put in front of you only what Google wanted. And in fact, there's a person, a PhD, who recently sat down with Project Veritas in a sit-down conversation. He worked with Google for 5 to 6 years, and he said specifically that he's concerned, like Dr. Epstein, about what Google does. He says, algorithms don't write themselves.
Right.
We write them, and we write them to ultimately do what we want them to do. So algorithms actually are written by Google, and that's just one. For example, you can look at other places too, Facebook and so forth, but algorithms are written by Google to ultimately intentionally censor the kinds of news that you can see or that you cannot see.
So for example, going back to Hillary Clinton, Google's parent company is called Alphabet, which was her biggest corporate supporter during the 2016 election. They donated $1.6 million to her campaign. Does that say something?
Yeah, and then if you think about it, he said that this guy that was speaking to Project Veritas, he said that Google can do this and nobody would know.
Yeah, it's under the radar.
Because they write these algorithms, and then once those algorithms are in place and they censor things, you don't know. And so it's literally influencing the election. They also can know, based upon their algorithms, which people are likely voters but undecided based upon information that they can glean from the web, including Facebook and so forth. And Google can target certain ads towards those people. to get out the vote. So in other words, they can target those people that might lean toward Hillary Clinton or that might lean toward deciding which candidate, and they can then put in front of those individuals information that they want them to see. And that information would be positive news, for example, about their chosen candidate in 2016, it was Clinton, and could be negative news about the candidate that Google does not support, which obviously was President Donald Trump.
Right.
And so in 2016 alone, and you're talking about, Dr. Epstein said, at a minimum, the low number that Google, and this is just Google, by the way, the low number that Google influenced to vote for Hillary Clinton is that they added 2.6 million votes to Hillary Clinton.
The minimum.
Minimum. But
maybe
he says
10,
it's more
yeah.
like up to 10.4 million votes. That's just Google.
Right.
Now you add Twitter, and Twitter will sometimes make things trend when they're really not trending. And when things are trending, you think, well, it's something hot in the news. Twitter can elevate that to a trending level when it's really not. Or things that are trending, it can suppress them as though they're no news at all. In fact, Facebook can do the same thing. Facebook, if you want to post something, you might think, well, your friends are seeing it, and in reality, they're not seeing it. Or Facebook can send certain kinds of advertisements or messages to you. Or obviously, we know that Facebook has sold some of their information to other entities and given them preferred treatment to be able to target them politically to move their votes during an election.
I know Will Epstein, this psychologist who is a Democratic, was a Hillary supporter, said that in 2020, if all these tech companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace.
Yeah, and he
15 million.
He says it's very likely. And again, this guy's not a conservative.
Right, at all.
He would be a supporter of Hillary Clinton.
Right.
But he's concerned about the democratic process.
Absolutely.
He's concerned that we have real, open, free, fair elections.
It's like these tech companies have become Big Brother. You know, they're controlling our culture, controlling our elections.
He said it's a, quote, very likely, close quote, that Google and similar companies like Facebook will work together in 2020 to support the same political candidate. It's no question that they're not going to support President Donald Trump, that they will support whatever Democratic opponent is winning in the primary system and ultimately becomes the candidate for the Democratic Party. That's a given. So the real question is, will this be stopped before the election? Will we have a fair election in 2020? Well, that's why Senator Ted Cruz is holding these hearings. We have been meeting with members of Congress, and we actually have a petition on this very issue. You can go to lcaction.org, because we are having a petition and a fax program just on this very issue to Senator Ted Cruz and some of the other people on the Judiciary Committee. We not only want investigations, but we want something to be done. The problem that you have with these tech companies, Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube is owned, for example, by Google, and it censors as well. Vimeo also does censorship, is that they are immune from a civil lawsuit. And why is that? Because back in 1996, the Communications Decency Act that regulates decency in the communication airwaves or channels was amended. And Section 230 gave these then small startup tech companies, social media companies, immunity. Gave them immunity from suits. Why? Because, say, for example, Napster, remember Napster, the music sharing company, when it sued some of these companies for putting music on their platforms, these social media companies said, we didn't do it, one of the users did it. We're just a neutral provider of a channel. We're not responsible. The person who put it there is responsible. Well, that sounds good if, in fact, that's how they're going to operate. Just like a telephone company should not be held liable because two people conspire to organize a crime using the telephone, that's not the telephone's fault. It's the person who ought to be targeted. That's fine. But now what happens is the telephone company doesn't censor your speech. Google and all these social media companies do, and they no longer deserve that immunity protection. Something has to be done, and we're asking Congress, now is the opportune time to do it. Visit lcaction.org. That's lcaction.org. Sign the petition and send the facts to get something done to stop this censorship.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.